Ron, you talked to the folks here a bit about, I guess, how they manage the buildings that they're keeping their hogs in. Tell us and kind of summarize, what are you trying to tell them here? What kind of tips were you talking about?
Well, what I'm trying to do is I'm just trying to give them some basic general rules for ventilation. It's impossible for me to sit up here without ever seeing their barn and tell them how it needs to be set up. I can't do that. But what I can do is give them some general rules of thumb, where they need to start bandwidths at, where they need to start set points at, why we recommend the things we recommend as far as what the pig's comfort zone is and where we're going to optimize performance. So just trying to give them some general rules of thumb and then go over some areas of concern that we see out in the industry, some maintenance errors, some controller errors, so they can avoid those in their own systems.
What are some of the big pitfalls that I guess you could pass along to our audience, you know, and obviously we don't have the 20 minutes that you can do your presentation, but, you know, if you just had to summarize a couple of key points that they would need to know.
Probably key points are maintenance. We see mostly maintenance issues, not necessarily just holes in curtains or holes in pit covers, which we see, but dirty fans, dirty louvers, dirty intakes for those fans to pull air through. Those would be one of the major things we see. The other is people just don't seem to understand that these pigs can generally handle cooler temperatures than where we run them. Under ventilation would be the major concern we see out in the industry. People generally underventilate pigs to try to conserve heat, not have to run their heaters. But if you understand that these pigs can handle cooler temperatures, you can bring more air to them without having to run your heat.
I know one of the phrases that you used during your talk was you need to go and you got to look at the barn. You got to see what's going on in there. You can't just totally rely on, well, I hit my set point and now I'm good to go and I don't ever have to look at that again. You got to look at the herd, don't you?
You sure do. You need to have some idea of where you need to set your barn up when you place your pigs, but it's important to look at those pigs every day and do what they're telling you to do. And it's important to look at those pigs before you adjust your controllers. A lot of times you'll see people walk straight up to the controller and start adjusting it before they even look at the pigs. So it's important to make sure that you know what the barn is doing, what the pigs are telling you, then adjust accordingly from there.
Yeah, and it's just like with all the other input costs, if your heating or cooling of your pigs isn't right, you could cost yourself a lot of money either by not spending enough on it and hurting their production or spending too much on it and you just cut into your bottom line, don't you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so many people just look at power costs or look at gas costs. We need to cut our ventilation down because our gas bill is too high. But you put 3,000 pigs in an airspace and cut the ventilation on them and reduce the daily gains on that entire population, or reduce the feed conversions, make them susceptible to pathogens because we're not getting enough fresh air to them. That'll compensate for what you're saving in gas pretty quickly.
Yeah, the old phrase, you can be penny wise on the electricity but pound foolish on what they're putting on.
Exactly. I think we like to say we're tripping over dollars to chase nickels. It's just important. We know what the pigs' requirements are. We just need to give it to them.
Ron, some great information. Anything else you'd like to pass along to our audience about, you know, what they should know just on a thumbnail of their buildings and their ventilation?
I can't think of anything. Just make sure you understand your controller. Make sure you understand your barn. Learn some simple math to make sure you have enough inlet space for the fans you're running, that sort of thing, and then make sure you maintain it. It's one thing to set your barn up properly and then forget about it. You need to make sure you're maintaining it, and you need to make sure you're adjusting it for what it's telling you to do.